this is Rod Sloan, and welcome to the April 2010 edition of Moving Voices, the official podcast of the Professional Speakers Association. This month, we talk to Peter Roper, the president of the PSA, about the upcoming April Spring Convention. And here's a tip. If you've yet to book for the Spring Convention, I suggest you pick up the phone and call the PSA Administration Manager, Sue Cliff, on 0845 3700 504. That's 0845 3700 504. Speak to Sue. Say, Rod Sloan told me to call you so I can book on to the 2010 Spring Convention. Please take my credit card details, Sue. That's all you need to do. And hopefully I'll see you on April the 24th. In the meantime, here's my conversation with Peter Roper. So today I'm pleased to say we have on the line the president of the Professional Speakers Association, Peter Roper. Peter, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. Now, Peter, I believe you've been our president for about 6 months now. How are you enjoying it, first of all?
Oh, it's great fun. Obviously, it's a responsibility, and it's something that you know when you're getting into it, you're going to put a lot of time and effort into. But the support I've received from everybody, from the whole of the membership, be it candidate, member, fellow, the board, have been absolutely fantastic. I'm not just saying that, I really mean it. And as you know, I launched the theme for the PSA for 2010, which was Spirit. And I'm glad to say the spirit of the PSA is alive and kicking and getting stronger by the day. And it's good fun. There's a lot of work, but it's good fun.
Okay. So if I was, you know, only a sort of marginal member or a peripheral member, and I wasn't quite sure what spirit meant, what is the spirit of the PSA in your mind? And what does it symbolise and stand for?
Okay, well, what it symbolises to me, Rod, is I always explain it the same way, which is I joined the PSA just after it formed. I think I became a member in early 2000, so I've been a member for 10 years and then a fellow for several years. And I was attracted to the PSA because there were a bunch of people there who understood what I was doing, which is I was a speaker. And I found that nobody else really understood what it was like to be a speaker for your business. It's different to a speaker club, you know, the Association of Speaker Clubs or Toastmasters, which are great organisations. But as we all know, the PSA is all about speaking for your business, being an expert speaking, etc. And it's the only place I know where people in that room understand what it is that you're going through. And that's what I mean by the spirit of it. The other part of the spirit to me is it wouldn't matter whether somebody had been speaking for an awful long time, considered expert, by many and perhaps preeminent in the organisation, you can walk straight up to them and they'll talk to you. They'll talk to you about what they do. They'll help you where you can. I know if I sent out an email or if I went out on a webinar or whatever and said I need some help on something, there'd be a whole bunch of people that would share so much information that in any other form of business they would consider to keep it secret. And yet they will share it freely, even when you're competing against each other. And that's what I mean by the spirit of the PSA. And I'm glad to say that that is absolutely still a part of the organisation.
So that spirit is the community and the sharing and the bonding. That's what you're talking about there, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, right. I think, like many people, you join the PSA and get involved with it. A lot of people will join for one of a couple of reasons. Either they're joining because they want to get some more knowledge, information, become better at what they do. A lot of people, and particularly as we are in these interesting times, that's the code word, isn't it? they're looking for ways to make more business and make more money. And I'm not at all scared to say about making money or making more money. The early days of joining the PSA, many people, that's their viewpoint. But long after, perhaps in many ways, they get what they need, they stay as a member. Now, for you to stay as a member of an organisation, there's got to be a reason. And the reason is that it's the friendships you make, the connections you make. And as I said, people that understand what it is you do, no matter what sort of background you come from or what you speak on, there are people that can help you, understand you, and can support you.
Okay. Now, obviously, that will
manifest itself potentially later this month with our spring convention on Saturday, April the 24th. If somebody's listening to this and not quite sure whether they should go along or whether it's going to be a worthwhile investment in their time, what would you say to them, Peter? What would you say to them to say, you know, here are the reasons you should come along on the 24th?
It's a good question, Rod. I think there's several reasons. First of all, the quality of the speakers who are speaking. And obviously, if you go to the website, you can get this in detail. But, you know, we've got people like Sean Weaver and Angie Egan speaking during the course of the morning. They're excellent speakers talking about, for instance, Sean, about what works and why things work in terms of speaking in the UK and international. Angie's talking about how to romance a customer. We've got a long-time friend of mine, Peter Thompson, speaking about growing your business. And Peter's done over 60 audio programs, the voice of Nightingale Conan. There is nothing that Peter doesn't know about speaking. Many, many speakers in the UK and abroad have learned from Peter and his techniques. And frankly, for the time that Peter is with us, it's worth it for that alone. I am biased. I spent a lot of time with Peter over the years, but really, it's worth it. And yet, having said that, you know, we've got to meet the pro session. We've got Jane Gunn and Dave Heiner, excellent speakers. You've got Graham Codrington and Debbie Swallow, Leslie Everett. So you've got a good combination of male and female there, all very experienced individuals. Will Kintish, again, will be facilitating the process to get the maximum of it. And of course, the past president, Alan Stevens, and Michael Dodda are working on interview techniques and doing interactive playback of different ways of doing things with interviews during the course of the morning and afternoon. So if you look at the list, spend a little bit of time going on the net and just checking the people out that are speaking, and tell you they are world-class speakers. Anyone, no matter what level they're at, will be taking a lot of notes, a lot of recording. But on top of that, it's all the people that are in the audience. There'll be an awful lot of people there who, you know, are excellent at what they do. And you can, if you've got friendships, you know, reaffirm those friendships, go up to people, talk to them. You get an awful lot from the day. My strong suggestion is if you go to the day, get there early and make sure you leave plenty of time so you can hang around at the end, because people do hang around at the end. They don't run off. You'll get the three key things, which is knowledge, information, and education. And that's what, you know, that's what the PSA is all about.
Peter, you sold it to me. Thank you on that. So for further details on that, I guess people can go to professionalspeakersassociation.co.uk or they can phone in and get some more details. So I take it you'll be there bright and early, bushy-tailed on the 24th, will you, Peter?
I will be, yes. We've got some, you know, announcements that we'll be like getting ready to make there as well. I can't share them with you right now, but I can tell you that we've done an awful lot in my 6 months, and I'm not putting that down to me. I'm putting that down to the board and to the chapter presidents and the teams that support the chapter presidents. You know, we've got two new appointments to the board in Derek Arden and Jeff Ram, and they bring a wealth of information to the board.
Yeah.
I can say that the board are really putting an awful lot of time and effort in, all for free. All to help support the organisation. The chapter presidents now have got a monthly Skype call process going. They're sharing ideas of how to do more at the chapters to make them more vibrant and exciting. Aidan Stone, bless him, is doing 6 issues of Speakeasy a year now, which is fantastic. And Will Kintish will be announcing soon about a very exciting series of webinars that are being linked to the fellowship. I, for one, am very excited about that. Obviously, the podcast, I mean, Rod, you know, I know we were talking about things before. Isn't it a couple of hundred people at least that listen to this now each time you put it out?
I expect twice that amount for this podcast, Peter.
Well, there you go. What can I say? I mean, Rod, you've done a fantastic job with this. This is all about getting information out to people. And obviously, you know, we moved the convention. One of the early things I did was to move the convention to the start of October, 1st to 3rd of October at Marlow, same venue as last year, but actually even more. And it will be cheaper than it was last year, with more flexibility of what you do with hotel rooms and all that sort of thing. And I can say that Graham Jones and a team of people off the board have put together a complete package of things that we're going to announce over the course of the next few days and weeks, where we spend a lot of time talking to our members, to our candidates, to our members, to our fellows, and saying, guys, we know not everything in the world is rosy for the PSA. We know there are areas we need to improve, but you tell us, what is it you want? And we've taken a lot of feedback on that. And we've already acted on it with some of the stuff that I've said. And over the next few weeks, you'll see a whole lot more of positive stuff that we're doing to make the PSA even better and even brighter.
Peter, that sounds great. And even I, who, you know, might believe the podcast is the best thing in the PSA, would also recognize that the live events that we put on is where the spirit really shines through and you get the greatest value. So I'll certainly be there on the 24th. I encourage all our listeners to make it along on the 24th. It's great value for money. And all I have to say is Peter Roper, president of the PSA, thank you very much for your time today.
That's a pleasure, Rod. Speak to you soon. Thanks very much indeed.
Bye.